on Tuesday, do you feel like maybe with everything that's transpired November, December, that people have underestimated you, you guys?
Maybe. I don't know. It won't be known until we get there, you know, on Saturday and play. And
Tuesday?
Yeah, whatever. My bad. Just keep on saying Saturday all season. No, it's Tuesday. Tuesday. I mean, the biggest thing is we got a chance to go out there and compete and play a ball game. I think that's what, you know, everybody's been waiting for.
Yeah.
The chance to go out and actually play a game and, you know, compete hard and give ourselves a chance to win. That's all you can ask for.
Paul was saying how the practices were some of the more grueling practices you guys have endured, and he made the comparison to, I believe it was your true freshman year before the Alamo Bowl. Has it been similar like that?
Yeah, we've gone back to work. You know, guys have done we've been full pads, going, getting after it and working hard, and it's all been positive work, though. It's not been negative work. It's not been to, you know, crush our spirits. It's been to give us a, you know, a mental edge and a physical edge going into the ball game, and that's what, you know, coach tried to create, and he's done a good job of getting everybody ready to go.
I know you've probably been asked this question, but just with Darrell's arrest, what was kind of going through your mind when you saw all that unfold, and now, you know, you're working with guys like Marvin, Kyle, mm-hmm. Keenan, Paul, and whatnot, and just kind of having to work without him now?
You know, we can only play with the guys we have out there, so it's been important that, you know, the guys who are out there are working hard,
mm-hmm.
Have enthusiasm going into each practice, and have a right, you know, the right, you know, positive thinking about the situation. So, I mean, the guys we have done a tremendous job in December of working hard each practice, and you know, hopefully, you know, that will show on Tuesday, and that's the biggest thing that you know, we can ask, is that, you know, everyone to go out there and work hard, and then when it comes to you know, game day, to go out there and compete. So the guys we have here have done a good job working hard, and now it gets down to, you know, going out there Tuesday and just kind of letting it all hang out and playing football, have fun, and go out there and compete.
With Darrell, did you ever get the sense that there was like a problem, or there was like a distraction there, or was it something that, you know, just caught everybody by surprise?
It's something that, you know, we've had to adjust to, and it's not you know, a favorable situation for a football team to go through, but it happened, and we had to, you know, move on, and we have to you know, play with the guys we have here.
Do you feel that's made you guys stronger, especially as you come into this game and you go through all the practices and everything in preparation for this?
I think, you know, we've done what we've had to do to get ourselves ready. And, you know, we trust in coach, I think, and we want to go out there and, you know, compete hard and play hard. And we want all that hard work to pay off. That's the biggest thing.
My last question here, what would winning this game mean for you? This obviously being the last time you get to wear an Iowa uniform and play for the Hawkeyes.
It would mean a lot. I mean, if you want to win your last game, it would be tremendous for the seniors to go out, for this team to go out with a victory.